There is greed. It is very difficult to tolerate the provocation of greed.
Recently in Calcutta, I was asked to give a lecture in a management institute on ethics in business. Because today, people are very much disturbed and even confused due to such unethical behavior, even by people in very high positions. It's difficult to tolerate temptations. Here in India, very difficult, to be honest. Not only in India, but in many parts of the world, it's just part of life to take bribes. Taking a bribe is unethical. You're selling the character of your soul for a little money and degrading the integrity of the whole nation. That's what it's about. When it becomes something normal, we can understand Kali Yuga is full-fledged affecting our world. In Enron, that great scandal, these people are so wealthy, but they were cheating the same people who gave their entire lives to make them what they are today so that they can get a little more. What did that do to the morale of the nation? If these people, WorldCom, Enron, big politicians, just for a little more money or a lot more money, they're causing pain to others. That is greed. People rob, people steal, people cheat, people lie, people even kill, provoked by greed. Our colleges should and must teach students how to follow proper ethics and morality. Otherwise, they may be big, they may be rich, but they'll simply cause damage to the planet. It is a fact. We can teach theoretically all about high moral and ethical principles. But unless we have conviction, unless we have inner realization, then we are very much prone to be overcome by temptations for greed. To make extra money in an immoral way ruins lives. How to tolerate that greed? We must understand what is real wealth. Real wealth is in our integrity. Real wealth is in how the Lord within our heart is seeing us. Premada. The greatest of all wealth is the wealth of love. Money cannot buy love. Fame and prestige cannot buy love. If we are love, and we love, we are wealthy people. And what is the ultimate love? The love between the soul and the supreme soul, or God. Because in that love, we actually can see all living beings equally. And that is actually the means by which we can tolerate greed.